The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
Welcome back to the Small Biz Ahead podcast. Gene, how are you today?
I am doing very good. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm good. So we're going to get right into our question today. And this is actually a question that I have for Gene instead of a listener question.
Okay.
But I think this will be interesting. So you just submitted a column to me, and it's about where to find your next great salesperson. And you found a very interesting story that I want you to share with the listeners.
So yeah, I was in a, I do a lot of speaking, and I was at an event, actually, it was a few weeks ago in Atlanta, right when the hurricane was coming up.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Yeah, it was like a packaging world kind of thing. But anyway, this event, it was a sub event of like people that sell windows and doors, right? So, and I spoke, and then I was like moderating this panel. One of the people in the panel was the owner of a company, in Southern California, and they sell like windows, like double glazing windows and, you know, whatnot.
It must be hard to find a salesperson.
Yes. So he's looking for, you know, always. And the question came up, we have a conversation about sales and marketing. It was like, and the question came up, it was like, where do you get your salespeople? Where do people go? You know, you want to hire a salesperson for your business. Where do you go to find that salesperson? Okay. So, you know, first of all, I just want to say the number one source of new employees among everybody is always referrals. It's always your existing employees. Just want to say that, okay? So
that a lot makes of times sense.
People refer in their existing employees, and there's a lot of credence to that. And then, of course, people then go online. This guy doesn't do that. When he is looking for new salespeople, he goes retail. And what I mean by retail is he told us, the group, that, and by the way, he runs his company. He's got, I don't know, 100 employees. It's a nice size company.
Okay.
He goes every day when he's out at a restaurant, somebody comes, waits on his table. He goes to a store, somebody waits on him. He's in Macy's, he's in the mall, whatever. When he stumbles across a good salesperson in retail, he recruits them, you know? And because here's the reason why. He told me, he said, listen, I can teach anybody how to sell doors and windows.
Yeah.
You know, and most of our businesses are the same way. It's very teachable. But you can't teach a person attitude and energy and, you know, and personality and all of that. So when he comes across somebody that's just, I don't know, you know, do you want fries with that? But they say it with passion, you know, or somebody on the, again, on the storefront that's, you know, really into selling him a new pair of socks and just, you know, whatever. He's like, I go and I recruit that person, bring him over and say, I'll pay you more than what
so
they're paying you.
How does he do this in a non-creepy way?
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, yeah, I mean, it is true. And it's a very valid question because a lot of the people he recruits are younger and he's like a guy in his 40s. So you got to be kind of whatever. Well, listen, I mean, he goes over to him and pitches very politely and professionally his business cards. He lives in a suburb of a larger city, but not unknown. So maybe people have seen him around, but he'll just hand a card and say, listen, I think you're really great at your job. And if you're interested in maybe selling for us, I can teach you, you can make a lot more money. And here's my business card. Feel free to reach out to. And that's it. He doesn't sit there and send them flowers and pursues okay. them and whatever. He just throws it out there.
So I'm guessing he does this all the time, not just when he needs someone.
No, I mean, he does this. He's always looking because
okay.
you're always, that's the one thing about being in sales, Elizabeth. And I've told this to my kids as well, as that salespeople, it's a recession-proof job. No business has enough salespeople. And even when times are down, you can get rid of accountants, but you need salespeople. You
and
want
how many
revenues.
Of your kids actually went into sales?
None. Nobody, as usual, nobody seems to want to take my advice. But you never know sometime in the future. I believe that two of them at least would be very good at sales.
Okay. So, all right. So he gives his card. Someone calls and is like, yeah, I want to hear more about that. Do you know how he pays his employees? Does he do a bonus structure for salespeople? Is that the best way to pay
sales? It's another great question. Now, him in particular, he pays a base salary and then commission.
Okay.
Other people that were in part of that group, because we had a whole conversation about pay, there are a bunch of people that were these windows and doors people from around the country. They paid just commission, which I think is really, you know, I wouldn't do that because it's you're risking... Just to make commission, I just think you're asking a lot of an employee to do.
People buy windows and doors year round now.
They do, but listen, it's still tough to get you know to get stuff. I have one. There were a few people there that were in that group that don't pay commission at all. They just do bonuses at the end of the year. So they compete against their people. You know, they have sales quotas, and if they meet the quota, it's the same kind of thing. You know, the other thing that was interesting as well as in that same conversation is I was asking, and if you're listening to this and you've got like a group of salespeople in your company, I asked, like, do you share sales information among them? Do you have them compete? And overwhelmingly, the business owners there, including the more successful ones, they have their salespeople compete. Like they put on the whiteboard, you know, in the sales, break room, everybody's sales per month, where they are so far to date. And they give away the old school stuff. Like they still give away the vacation to the Bahamas for the number one salesman of the year and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of stuff, which has been going on for years, is still popular among a lot of businesses. And for a lot of salespeople, it works.
Interesting. All right. So if you're looking for salespeople,
go retail.
Rather than look on Craigslist or LinkedIn, maybe you want to start looking at the places you shop.
That's correct.
And eat, and neighbors and friends and just other people in their work environment.
Correct.
All right. We'll be right back with Gene's Word of Brilliance.
This podcast is brought to you by The Hartford. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford strikes back for over 1 million small business customers with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Check out The Hartford Small Business Insurance at thehartford.com.
And we're back with Gene's Word of Brilliance.
So it's two words today.
It's never just one word.
I could cut it back a little bit, but okay. The two words are publicity stunt.
Okay.
Where do you draw the line with publicity stunts, Elizabeth? I wrote about recently an article about a company, a pizza restaurant, in Adelaide, Australia, that created an outrage because they took a cow that was a stuffed cow, the entire carcass of stuffed cow, and they hung
it. Like a stuffed animal?
Yeah. Like it was gone. I mean, the cow had been died, but it was a stuffed cow, but it was a real. It was a real cow stuffed.
Okay.
Right. And they hung it in their restaurant, like right down over where the diners are.
Okay.
And the restaurant is such that when people driving by and walking by in this restaurant, they could see right into the restaurant and see this giant stuffed cow there.
Okay.
And it's kind of a grotesque, weird sight. And some diners complained. And the reason why they said is they wanted to draw attention to the ethics of you know, how cows are treated. And it's a pizza restaurant, so it's dairy, cheese, you know, whatever. This is where your food is coming from. Never forget that. Appreciate how, you know, cows are treated during the process of food. That was their intent. But a lot of people are accusing them of just creating just a stupid publicity stunt to get a lot of attention. So my question for you,
because we're sitting here in Hartford,
talking about in Hartford, Connecticut, and they're all the way around the world, and that is the issue: is any publicity a bad thing? You know, I mean, they wound up upsetting a lot of customers, but then again, they certainly got a lot of people's attention.
I'm going to take it to the Gene Marks level.
Go ahead.
Which is, how much money did it make them?
That's a really good question, and that was because it was so early on. That's a hard thing to tell. I would look at it the exact same way, Elizabeth. I mean, if I was going to do a publicity stunt and I was ready to grow a bit of a thick skin to deal with, I'm sure the people that would be offended by whatever quote unquote stunt you would do, I would definitely be measuring it. Mm-hmm. I would say, okay, we're going to put this cow up here. It's going to create, you know, an uproar. So I'm going to right here, my weekly sales have been this so far to date. Let's give it 30 days and see if there's been any difference. And if there hasn't been any difference, unless you really feel strongly about the ethical treatment of cows and they were really on.
You wouldn't own a pizza place.
That's what I was thinking.
That's bizarre.
You would be like, well, you're selling pizza that is made from dairy. That's the cows and, you know, all that. But apparently, and by the way, you know, pepperoni and sausages, does that stuff come from cows? I don't even know. Is that just pigs?
Pepperoni? Yeah,
pepperoni. It's pigs. Yeah, it's pigs. I know. Well, okay. Well, so meats, you know, ground meat on those pizzas from cows. So, you know, that's what they did. And right now we're waiting to see if it works out. My advice is, in the end, is that if you're going to do a publicity stunt, because a lot of business owners are tempted to do publicity stunts to try and get that kind of, I'm all for it. So as long as you're not breaking any laws or whatever, know that you're going to offend people if you're going to do it. So prepare yourself, grow a thick skin. But most importantly, like anything else, measure it, right? What is, like you just said earlier, what is your return on investment for doing that? Go ahead and give it a shot if it keeps you sort of jazzed up. But make sure it's worth the abuse that you're about to get.
Yeah, that's kind of a bizarre one, though. Because
crazy.
you're directly profiting from the suffering of those animals.
But they wanted to draw attention, Elizabeth, to the ethical treatment of those animals. I mean, well, we're eating pizza with ground beef on it from the cow.
Yeah.
But they just wanted everybody to know that they were concerned and wanted to raise awareness how those cows are treated.
If they were really concerned, then they would have been like, we ethically source our products from ethically treated. Because even just getting regular milk, cheese.
Yeah.
Like, cows actually suffer for
they
that.
Do.
Like if you
they're hooked up
want
to machines,
to know more,
it's horrible.
Not even that, but they're taken. Their babies are taken away from them, like right after they're given birth.
Yeah,
and
it's horrible.
Just, it's really, really.
It
sad.
Is horrible. Well, that's part of the reason. So maybe they're genuine in their concern for
but
cows.
Then I hope that they're buying their dairy products from a farm that treats the
fair
cows
enough.
Really well.
Fair enough.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Jean for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.